Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show!
I forgot everything I was going to say. These intros have been really bad.
It's okay.
It's okay. You know what? I don't get paid to do this, so suck my D.
Show!
All right, so, we got a voicemail the other day.
Voicemail?
And we only got one this week, but this one was kind of interesting. Let me play that real quick.
Orion, I have a possible consulting need. A friend of mine is a pastor and wants to set up a podcast website. And you have exactly what he wants, except, of course, your material will be different from his material. Let's see. If you get a chance, give me a call on cell phone 23 if you have a couple minutes to let me pick your brain. Might be a consulting job in it for you. Thanks. I won't be in until Thursday. If I don't hear from you, I'll see you then.
Now, this was earlier in the week. This is a guy that you know.
Yes.
I censored his name and his phone number because I imagine he wouldn't want that broadcast to the internet.
Fair enough.
But so I didn't talk to this guy at all. I've never met the guy, but you did talk to him, right?
Yeah, this guy's, he's a friend of mine, and he's in the audio business, and he's got a friend, which is weird, because he uses equipment, but he wanted to know what kind of basic setup we had, because it sounded good to him. I guess he's heard our show, and he had a pastor friend who wanted to set up a podcast, so I ran into him, and it was the most awkward fucking conversation ever. Because, he doesn't agree with our content. I think it offends him, some of it. So it was awkward. But I just basically told him, that you are the tech guy and just kind of gave him an overview.
Do you have any idea what shows he's listened to?
No idea. I got to ask him.
He must have started listening. Well, I don't think he listens, but he must have listened to episodes after we decided to stop talking so much about religion.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to the show and you want us to consult a pastor on how to do a podcast, you are insane. And I was thinking about this because, like you said, you're not really, like, I run shit. I run shit behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I do the website and I put the episodes up. I edit them, what little editing gets done. And I have the equipment and all that.
Yeah.
So if he really wanted to get this done, he'd have to go through me. And I was trying to decide, would I want to do this or not?
Yeah.
And it sounds, he refers to it as a consulting job. Do you know if this pastor is paying?
I have no idea. I didn't ask. I should have.
If it was a paid gig, I might consider it.
Did you not want to go through with it because it was a pastor and fuck this guy for wanting to put this kind of content out because we don't agree with that?
Partially. Like, why do I want to help you spread bullshit? Would I want to do that?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, why would I want to waste my fucking time?
Yeah.
Like, regardless of whether it was religious content or not, like, if I liked your show, if you had a show and you needed help making it better somehow, then sure, I could help out. But if I don't give a fuck about you, I don't know you, and you're planning on doing a show I know I won't like, and you're not paying, why would I help you?
That's, safe to say, I never thought about it that way.
Really?
No.
That never entered your mind at all? You were just like, well, what did you think when you heard about this?
For one, it was out of the blue because it's an older guy, and another friend of mine suggested the show because he's in the audio business. Hey, you should check this show out that Orion does. And he did. He didn't like it, but he respected the fact that we were doing what we like and it sounded great, but he doesn't agree with the content and stuff, which is fair, I guess.
Fair. You don't have to agree with the content.
But I never thought, fuck your pastor friend, if he wants to know some information.
So if you were running shit, would you have just been like, sure?
I would have just, gave him a list of all the equipment I'm using and,
do
whatever you want with it.
I don't know because I didn't talk to the guy, but I don't think it's so much about the equipment as it is about getting the website together.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I think it's all about that, yeah.
Getting the actual podcast-specific shit together because it sounds like this guy would know where to get a mic and a mixer and whatever you would need.
That's true. Yeah. I did try to say, you know, he'd have to have some kind of knowledge of setting up a website. Otherwise, I believe there's sites out there that host this kind of shit.
There's a site
I'm sure they're out there.
Podbean.com.
Just upload an audio file.
Yeah. Which is, it's for people who run podcasts who don't have their own web space.
Yeah.
You can host it on podbean.com. There are other websites too.
Yeah.
I think Blueberry, which is like blueberry without any vowels except for a U. It's like B-L-U-B-R-R-Y or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's what KJ Cisco uses now.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It was that kind of shit I suggested. That's all I could tell him. And yeah, never entered my mind. Like, fuck this guy.
Really?
Never. I don't know.
Do you think I'm a dick for thinking that?
No. I can.
You can tell me if you do.
No.
But I can't think of a good reason other than if he wanted to pay me why I would be interested in doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he going to do? Recommend me to his congregation?
Yeah.
So I just get a whole bunch of more religious weirdos to deal with who want to start bad,
I just thought it was
horrible
harmless.
Podcast?
Yeah, it's just...
I didn't say it was harmful.
Just some curious guy out there. And though I might not agree with his views, doesn't mean I have to be a dick, I guess.
There's nothing in it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
okay.
And I don't like the idea of your show, the show that you want to put out. I would rather it didn't exist. And yeah, there's nothing in it for me, so why?
Yeah.
Unless he's paying. If he was paying, I kind of like the idea of taking money from a religious guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
How did that end? Like, did you say, oh, you need to talk to Kyle, or?
Basically, yeah. I figured since he listened to the show, he's got your email, you know.
Right.
And it's on the site, so I figured I'd tell him, you know, just email Kyle, or I can email you, or have him email you, because I figured that'd be a safe bet if I got his email and whatnot. But yeah, basically, we got into talking about what kind of like stuff he uses, and he highly recommended we use. And this led me to believe he might have listened to a recent episode. He recommended what's that material?
Like acoustic foam?
Yes, yes. Because yeah, that's what he uses in his studio in his basement, I believe. I'm not certain.
I've read a lot on this subject on, you know, because we've talked about this before. We have this fucking cave effect,
yes,
in this new room. I was so pissed because at your place when we were doing it over there, we had finally gotten the show to the point where I thought it sounded almost perfect.
Yeah.
And then I moved all the stuff here and it sounds like a fucking cave. And I guess we need to treat the room, but I've read so much about it, like different things to do. And there are people who say like the acoustic foam, you know, the shit that looks like egg cartons.
Yes.
There are people who say that it's good. There are people who say that it's horrible and it won't take care of the problem. And there are all these DIY, do-it-yourself ways to like build these broadband absorbers that are supposed to absorb more sound. And
yeah,
I don't really know what to do.
Well, this guy, I don't want to get into too much detail. He's in the audio business in the way that he's not a voice actor, but I don't know if you could tell based on his voicemail, but he's got a very, very nice voice, and he does work with that, and he knows what he's talking about. And he said, yeah, we were talking about the mics, and he said, you know, it'd be silly to upgrade mics, just get the foam for the walls. However, sweet mics wouldn't be, you know, so bad. I don't even know if he understands what kind of mics we have, though, because they pick up everything.
Yeah, the thing is, we're using condenser microphones, and they require power, and which is no big deal because we've got the source for the power. But they pick up everything in the room, and they're kind of harsh. They're a little psh-y,
yeah,
for lack of a better way of describing it. And the mics that I want to get, to a little extent, would take care of the reflections. It wouldn't get rid of them.
Yeah.
But it would make it sound better,
yeah,
in general.
For sure.
I would still have to treat the room with foam and shit. But so that's tech talk with Orion and Kyle.
Tech talk, yeah. It was really weird that he called in, and that was the only voicemail. Very weird.
Well,
we talk on occasion. Great man.
So is he's going to possibly email me?
Yes. So expect that.
Should I be a dick?
No, you shouldn't. He's a great guy. And
no, I don't have. I actually don't have a problem with this guy. And I really, the only problem I have with his pastor friend is that he's a pastor. I find that stupid. But
yeah,
but I don't, like I said before, I don't see any reason to try and help this guy get his podcast off the ground if there's nothing in it for me.
And I can totally see where you're coming from. You know,
I'm surprised that didn't even occur to you.
Well, I've thought about this for a while. I think about it all the time because a lot of my friends are religious, but it never bothers me. But that's kind of the difference between you and I.
because I do know people who are religious, and it bothers me on a certain level, but like on a day-to-day basis, having conversations and stuff, I'm okay with
these
people.
As long as they don't bring it up, yeah.
They wouldn't be my friends if I wasn't.
Yeah.
But my voice is totally failing me right now.
Yeah, I can't.
Fuck. But if they came to me and wanted to start a religious podcast and wanted my help,
okay.
I wouldn't, if I like the person, if they're my friend, I do.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't be like, fuck you, go to hell.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't be like, I'm jumping at the opportunity to help you fucking spread the word of Christ.
Yeah. And I can get behind that. But part of me is like, I don't see myself making a dent on the, like, my friends and shit. Like, I could say, you know, I could joke around and say, how can you believe and make believe? But I really don't see myself convincing anyone, so I just leave it be, and it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but to me, this is like if somebody, like a friend of yours who was religious and knew you weren't religious. Yeah. I mean, this pastor guy probably doesn't know shit about our show, but you're the guy who emailed or voicemailed us or whatever does. To me, this is like a friend who's kind of religious coming to you and being like, I'm starting a church. We need volunteers to help build it.
Oh,
you want to come out and help lay brick?
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like to me. No, I don't want to do that.
No fucking way.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, yeah. And
I mean, if you want to, I'm not going to go firebomb your half-built church because I hate religion.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to help you build it either.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, that stuff can bother me. Like I'll be talking with some friends and they'll bring that stuff up. Like I'm really praying for so-and-so. My aunt died. I could really use your prayers right now.
Yeah.
I get really bothered by that. And the most I've ever said to people is I'm just not religious at all. I never knock them for it or make fun of them, really.
I wouldn't. I guess it would depend on the person. If a friend of mine or somebody that maybe was a friendly acquaintance or whatever came to me and said, you know, or in a group setting or whatever, said, you know, my aunt's in the hospital, pray for her or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get in the person's face and be like, fuck you, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I would just keep quiet because obviously they're upset.
It's one of those sensitive issues. You know,
I do think it's stupid.
Yeah.
And if you asked me point blank what I thought about you asking people to pray for your aunt, then I would tell you.
Yeah.
But if all you said is pray for my aunt, then I'm not going to get up in your face.
Yeah.
I'm not as big of a dick as you are sort of making me out to be. You're like, the big difference between me and you is that you kick people when they're down.
And it's not like they're, I mean, if someone tries to shove it down your throat, by all means, you know, drop the gloves and go after them.
Right.
But, yeah, that's never happened to me, thank God. With friends, anyway. So yeah.
I still can't believe that didn't even occur to you. Like, help me start this religious podcast.
There was maybe an itch in the back of my spine that was like, ugh. But, I would have had no problem just giving him some basic information. Because there's so many of them. What are you going to do?
Well, basic information and a consulting job are kind of different.
Because, I mean, if I did...
The way he made it sound, it sounded like he wants us to help this guy set his thing up.
Yeah.
Like, not like, hey, what do I have to do to start a podcast? Well, you need web space and you need a microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, job's done. It sounds like he wants help. Like, well, this is the web host we use, but you could also get there these free hosts, you know, and you're going to want these programs, and this is the microphone we use. It's this much. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But if you're really on a budget and you don't care too much about sound quality, you could use this. You know, it sounds like he wants help, fairly in-depth help.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
If it was just, you know, how do you start a podcast? Well, record shit and put it on the internet. Then, I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
That's what I said. I'm like, well, you could use any mic around the house. And he's like, well, not only that, you know, like the website kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help him. And I didn't want to. And that, now that you bring it up, that shit can get under my skin. It can. And but I don't want to, like.
What shit?
Like when the the part that he was his friend was a pastor, and mm-hmm. he wanted to spread the word. It never got under my skin, but it does make me think, like, I could say something, but I don't want to start. I don't want to feel like I can start a revolution with this one guy and, like, tell him, you know what, go fuck yourself because I think this way, and fuck him. I don't want him to.
I didn't say anything about telling him to go fuck himself.
I know.
Like, if I get this email from your friend at work, and it's like, my pastor friend could really use your help. He can't pay you or whatever, but if you could send him an email, here's his email address. I would probably either ignore it or be like, I'm not interested. Yeah. But I wouldn't be like, fuck you, you're stupid. Religion is gay and I hate you. Okay. And I'm going to bomb your house.
Okay, fair enough. I'll leave it alone. I'm sorry. I'm making you out to be a big dick.
You really are. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kyle. Yeah,
I didn't know you hated me this much.
I'm sorry.
Shit. Well.
What do you...
Do you have any more to say about this?
I don't. Let's feel like move on.
Kind of rambling. Okay, let's move on. We have the best transitions in the world.
Yeah, you know it.
Okay, well, I was perusing the internet, and do you remember a few weeks ago or something like that? There was, you know, Google always changes their logo.
Yeah.
To represent like holidays and things like that, and for a little while it was a Pac-Man logo, but it was a flash game, and you could play Pac-Man. It looked like a level of Pac-Man, but spelled out Google, and you could actually play it as a game.
Yeah.
Well, apparently a bunch of people thought that that was like a problem, and they called various tech supports and went in forums and stuff looking for ways to fix it, looking for ways to get rid of the Pac-Man game.
The fuck, man?
I don't know.
You can search or you can play the game. You don't have to. It's not getting in the way of anything.
Right.
But yeah.
You want to get rid of it? Go to another web page.
Yeah.
Or close the browser. Just, that's how you get rid of it.
Just search like for any whatever other web page.
Yeah. Well, okay. Some lady called tech support.
Awesome.
And we have audio.
You got the audio file?
Yeah.
Yes.
So here we go.
Hi. Is Lorraine there?
Thank you.
Hey, this is Brian with Builder Support.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. I had a message to give you a call.
Yes, I have, I was just installing something. I have the Pac-Man game, and I want to disable that on my homepage.
That'll go away tomorrow.
It'll go away tomorrow?
Yeah, it actually says Google in the Pac-Man game. That's just because that's what Google put there.
Okay, but how do I get rid of it?
Now, there are these long pauses because this guy...
taken by surprise.
Has no idea what the question is, and I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
How do I get rid of it? Well, what do you mean? How do you get rid of it? You just close the page or go to a different one. How do I get rid of it?
Yeah.
It'll go away tomorrow.
So I can't study today?
No.
Okay, even if she couldn't figure out how to get rid of it, I can't... What did you do?
This isn't full screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it
taking up your whole screen? You can't do anything on your computer because of the Pac-Man game? It was a tiny little Google logo. It's not very big.
You can go to wherever you want. Where are you wanting to go?
Well, I know I can go wherever I want, but the noise from the game is drowning out my Jeff Paul video.
Now, do you know what she just said there? Because I don't. Drowning it's out drowning. My Deaf Paul?
Deaf Paul?
Who the hell is Deaf Paul? Or what is Deaf Paul? She mentions this a couple of times, and I don't know what it is. And I look through all the comments and stuff, and nobody else mentions it.
Nobody
so maybe
knows.
Everybody but me knows what this... Well, me and you knows what this is. But Deaf Paul video?
I have a feeling it has something to do with bullshit.
Yeah, probably.
You can close that. You don't need to leave it open.
I could close the Pac-Man thing?
No, you can close your window. Once you've got your Jeff Paul open, you can close that.
Oh, I could try that.
Nice.
You haven't tried that yet?
Dumbass bitch.
You haven't even tried to close it? Like, maybe you could have some kind of error and, like, it won't go away for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe you closed the browser and something errored and you're still hearing the sound.
Yeah. Okay.
But clearly that's not the case because she hasn't tried to close it yet.
I like how the guy's laughing. He's like, really? Like,
yeah.
This is so unreal.
Are you in a hurry? Do you want to stay with me or?
Oh, no. Yeah, I can stay with you while you do this.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the dashboard right now.
Do you hear those noises? What the hell is she doing?
She sounds like she's struggling.
She's like hitting it with a hammer.
Yeah.
So right now you can hear the game going.
If I turn my monitor on.
If I turn my monitor on?
Oh man.
Now maybe she has, you know, speakers built into her monitor, but that's not the same, you know, as turning your monitor on. If I turn your monitor off this whole time, you have no idea what's going on.
What are you clicking? How do I turn my monitor on?
No wonder you can't make it go away. You have no idea where to click.
Yeah, I have my monitor. See, my monitor has been turned off.
I can hear that.
I'm on the Jeff Paul Webb dashboard right now.
Can you see the Pac-Man game?
Do I see the Pac-Man game? No. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't. I'd have to go back to my home page.
It's most likely there's a tab at the top that's open. Let's see, you're using Firefox, right?
I would assume.
So do you see anywhere on the page where it says Google?
I'd have to go back to the home page. Can I do that?
Well, just looking at right now on the page, near the top of the screen, do you see it saying Google anywhere?
Yes, I have two tabs.
That's what. Click on the tab that says Google. Or do two tabs say Google?
Two tabs say Google.
All right, so let's click. And you also have another tab for the library, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to click on the tab that says Google.
Okay, I got it.
And then there should be a little red X off to the right of it. Just click on that little red X, and it'll actually close Google, and it'll close the Pac-Man game.
Red X to the right of it.
You see where it says Google, right?
Jesus Christ.
This is fucking ridiculous.
I wonder how old this lady is.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't sound that old to me. Like, she sounds like she's probably in her 50s, yeah. Like, which is pretty old, but I'm not like an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah.
But I wonder how long she's been using this computer. You know, she knows what tabs are. She saw the tabs at the top, but she doesn't recognize that they're both Google and that's why the Pac-Man game is playing.
It's not even about, like, terminology. Like, he's clearly saying, do you see the word? Do you see a red X? Oh, man, this is hard.
I don't know. I want to get rid of the Pac-Man game. And she has no, like, what did she think happened? Like, she got some kind of spyware that installs a Pac-Man game that plays all the time?
Has she never closed a window before? Ever?
I'm wondering, like, has this window been open since she got the computer?
Or she always goes to, like, file quit because that's all she knows. There's a box up in the corner. She has no idea what that's for, the X.
Yeah, red X. Now, do you think she's on a Mac?
She keeps saying dashboard, but even that doesn't make any sense.
Right. Because
the dashboard on a Mac is just like the start menu on a Windows operating system.
So, I mean, there may not be a red X per se, but there's an X. And if you've ever closed a window...
You have a fucking brain.
Yeah, you'd be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's on that
same... Is it on the game now?
No, it's on the little bar that says Google.
Oh, click on that X.
There's a little X there. That will close the Pac-Man game. It'll close Google so the Pac-Man game won't be running. And if you have two of those Google windows open or tabs, you will just need to close the other one as well.
I just did that.
And that's...
Now it's Jeff Paul.
And so now you don't hear the sound, right?
Right. Oh, well, wait. Let me turn my... let me see if I can get my sound back up. Yep, I'm up to 15, 18, 20. Yeah, my sound's just fine.
Yeah, so that's all you have to do is make sure Google's closed and you won't be hearing the sound.
Okay, and it goes away tomorrow.
Yeah, Pac-Man won't be there anymore tomorrow.
Okay. How many calls did you get on?
This is actually the first one we've got.
Okay. It just goes to show I don't know anybody else that knows computers, you know, that I can call, so.
Yeah, that's fine. We're here to help you.
Okay, good.
Any other questions right now?
As far as I know, I'm good to go.
All right, well, thank you for contacting Builder Support, and have a good day.
Yes, you too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, at least this lady was really nice about it. I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been somebody super pissed because they can't get rid of the Pac-Man game and they're just being a dick.
I still feel for the tech guy.
So do I, but...
So painful.
It was actually probably entertaining for him. I mean, he was laughing.
I'm sure he gets this shit all the time. If you're a tech guy, yeah.
But this, I hate trying to explain computer shit to people who have no idea.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard. Like, I don't know what it is about a computer that can confuse people so much. There are plenty of weird, confusing things about computers when you get really into it. But if all you're trying to do is surf the web, it's not that complicated.
Yeah. This kind of reminds me of a call I got the other day. This woman calls, a real old woman, sounded almost like this woman.
And so this was at work?
At work. And I get this call and she's like really quiet. And she's like, is this the pain department? Then I'm like,
pain?
The pain department? I go, I'm sorry, this is the grocery department, you know, because I can't hear her. So I'm trying to specify what she's got. This is what I am because I can't hear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is this department. She's like, I need the pain department. And I'm hearing it. I'm like, it's not the pain department. Is this the... So I'm repeating her. I'm like...
What sounds like pain?
The Pete department? The Pete department. The Pete department? No, this is the grocery department. She just... Silence.
Okay.
So then it comes to me. Oh, the paint department?
Yes. They told me they'd transfer me to the paint department.
Oh, I see.
You fucking bitch.
Well, so, there isn't even a paint
there
department.
Isn't.
I mean, so, it's hardware, but...
I get these calls where I have to... like go so far out on a ledge to help these fucking idiots. You're tiptoeing around them like, oh, you're trying not to hang up. You're trying not to say something stupid. You're just like,
okay, little guy. are you trying to get the,
or like little girl.
Little girl, are you trying to get the paint department?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on for 1 second, okay?
I wonder if person they talked to at the front desk, because apparently they got transferred.
Is an idiot.
I wonder if the person they talked to at the front desk couldn't understand him either, and they were just like, well, I'll transfer him somewhere else.
Guess, yeah.
I'll transfer him to somebody else.
This'll
let somebody
work.
Else take care of
it. that's probably what happened. But
is
I get that shit all the time.
Department?
And I'll be on the phone forever because there's long pauses. They're real quiet. I'll say, like, could you speak up? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. And I'm trying. I'm trying everything to help these people and get information out of them. I can't do it because they're fucking idiots. So I feel for the tech guy, man.
Yeah, well,
but
I've had a fair amount of experience trying to explain computer shit to like my mom. And
your mom, yeah.
My mom's not too bad.
I can't imagine. Yeah, that would suck.
But whenever she would run into an actual problem.
Trying to explain it,
yeah.
Because she doesn't know the lingo.
But she can surf the web and shit. And like, you know, she... was on Skype and stuff, so she kind of knows what she's doing. But like every once in a while, there'd be something, and she'd be asking me questions, and the questions themselves didn't even make sense. You know, like people who don't know anything about computers, they have these questions, and it's like pulling teeth just to understand what they're asking you.
Yeah.
To begin
it
with,
it is. I like how she's like, "Is this the first? Am I the only one that's asked this question?" No, actually, you're the first.
Yeah.
I wonder how that made her feel. Probably
kind of
indifferent.
Yeah, she probably didn't.
She probably didn't even.
I would have felt stupid.
I don't know anyone that, you know, knows anything about computers. Yeah, you probably don't have any friends.
I think the whole computer thing is like a generational issue, except I don't understand why. Like, I know, you know, I sort of grew up with computers. I've kind of always had one.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, the basics of operating one aren't that complicated.
Yeah.
Like, the concept of, like, Windows, opening, closing, minimizing, maximizing, resizing Windows, and file menus and stuff, not that complicated. But some people just cannot fucking grasp the concept. And, like, my mom, I don't think she does this anymore, but she used to double-click everything.
Fucking hate that.
Yeah, double-click everything.
No one tells them different. Yeah.
It works. You know, yeah, it works.
It works. They go to search and Google. They're like, double click. Yeah. Oh, I want to view this image. Double click.
I could totally picture somebody just confused for hours double clicking the start button, you know, on a Windows computer. Because every time you close it the second time, it goes away. I keep clicking it, but it keeps going away. What am I supposed to do?
It's broken. I want to refund.
You don't have to double click everything.
The biggest
and
problem.
Trying to explain to them the context, like when do you double click?
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain it. Like you double click primarily when you want to open something.
Yeah,
that's the best I could come up with.
Yeah, and like, that's not hard to grasp.
But then it's hard to explain. It's not hard to grasp, but it's hard to explain. Like, why don't I double click links? That's opening stuff.
Well, because you don't.
Right.
That's not how it's programmed.
But period. Yeah, I don't know. People just...
But I think the biggest problem these tech guys have is these older people, this generation, they don't know the lingo. So when they say, like, do you have a tab open? They don't know what a tab is, possibly. Yeah. So can you imagine that struggle trying to explain what's on their screen without them knowing what you're saying it is? Like,
that's the thing. Like, this stuff makes sense to me. Like, I'm in Google Chrome right now.
Yeah.
And the tabs at the top, they look like tabs.
Yeah. If you know what a tab is.
If you know what the concept of a tab is outside of computing.
Yeah, it should help.
It looks like a tab. If I said, do you have a tab open? Yeah. And you saw all these things that look like tabs, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, but they have to talk to these people like they're children. And, I would feel humiliated if I had to call tech support, didn't know a whole lot about computers, and they have to talk to me like I'm 3 years old.
Even my dad, who is pretty computer savvy, something about being an older guy makes it more difficult for him. And I don't fully understand why, but because he's had computers as long as I have, like longer, actually. But there would be times, I can't think of any specific examples, but like he'd get a new program and he wouldn't be able to figure it out. And I've never seen it before in my life. I'd sit down and within 10 minutes, I'd know how to do what it was he was trying to do.
Yeah.
But he can't figure it out.
God, I can't imagine. I'd have to see it for myself. Like, what? There's like, you know, file and view and edit and window and help.
It was mostly like graphics software and stuff that this would happen with. But the thing is, most programs are structured in a similar way.
Exactly.
If you've used one art program and then you go to use another one, it's not going to be exactly the same. There's going to be a learning curve, but you should be able to kind of find your way around it.
Yeah.
Even if you've only ever used MS Paint, you should be able to open up Photoshop and figure out how to draw something.
Yeah.
You know, and my dad could figure out how to draw something, but stuff like, graphics
certain things would come up
and
he'd have a problem.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be able to find things in the menus and stuff.
I can picture that because, they hide a lot of shit. And you'd really have to go extensively through each menu and nitpick, you know, maybe the option isn't in the menu. It might be in options. So you open up options. Oh, there's something you want to change. So.
Right. But if you are used to computers at all,
he should know. Yeah,
my dad should know.
Yeah,
because he has been into computers
as long as you've had them.
He's been into them
longer. Yeah,
he's been into them since I was too young to know what they were.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird that you gotta
teach him. I think he was programming basic programs when I was teeny tiny. So he should know his
way
around.
That's when I'd be like, "Come on, Dad!
Right?
Really?"
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio this morning. I was listening to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, which is the local morning radio show. It's also syndicated around the country.
Yeah.
And it's just a pretty typical morning talk radio show. It's not, they're kind of average Joe kind of guys, but it's funny enough. It's entertaining enough for the ride to work, which is when I was listening. But they played this video, the audio from a video. This girl was on the Today Show, I think. And, here's the audio they played.
Okay.
You were in school with Josie. You heard about the texts? You saw them?
I only saw two.
You saw two? Did you see the one where he threatened her to kill her?
No.
You did not. Which ones did you see?
The one where she calls him a rapist and she calls him a cunt. I mean, he calls her a cunt.
Okay. We just have to be careful with our language, but that's all right, sweetheart.
Okay. The little subheading thing was like 13-year-old accomplice in text beating or something like that.
Yeah.
It was a story about something to do with text messages and somebody being beaten. I don't know anything about the story, but the girl was asked about these text messages, and she says, these are the ones I saw. I saw the one where she called him a rapist and he called her a cunt. And the reason they played it, and they bleeped out the word cunt, the reason they played it was because she said the word cunt on live TV.
Live TV. Okay, I was going to say, why didn't they just...
And they freaked the fuck out about it. They were like, I can't believe she fucking did that. That's insane. I can't... Well, they didn't say fucking. They're I can't like, believe...
We have to...
That is so not okay. Like at the end, I think that was Meredith Vieira. She says, she says something like, we need to watch our language, but it's okay. And they're like, no, it is not okay. It blew my fucking mind how much their minds were blown by the fact that somebody said cunt on TV.
Okay, one, it's a word. Two, like, they're taking it out of context. She's just reading what was on
the text. She was basically just doing what she was asked. Like, that's like, when I was a kid, I remember my mom or my dad or maybe both once telling me that it was kind of okay to say bad words as long as I was quoting.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like, if they said, what did so-and-so say? And what so-and-so said was fucking nigger shit-ass bitch. Then I can say fucking nigger shit-ass bitch because you just asked me what they said, you know? And that's essentially what just happened. They asked her to, like, which ones did you see? And she just basically not read them back, but recalled what they said.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. And it's not insane that she said it.
Yeah. I mean, if she called, what's her name, Meredith?
Meredith Vieira.
Yeah, from Good Morning America?
I think it was the Today Show.
The Today Show, yeah, one of those fucking shows. But yeah, if she was calling her a cunt, I can see that. But cunt, you can't say on television, right?
I didn't know that, actually.
I didn't know that either.
It kind of makes sense to me. I don't think any of it makes sense, the things you can't say on TV, but I'm not too surprised, but I didn't really know it. I'd never really thought of it.
I lose track, yeah, because fucking shit, okay, but
shit is becoming something you can say on TV now. Yeah. Just kind of out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it's okay to say it on certain channels.
Stations, yeah.
You'll even hear it on, I think, like TBS or maybe it's TNT. But I know there are some channels where I wouldn't expect to hear shit, and you do sometimes.
Yeah, that's weird. But yeah, you don't think of anything outside of that as being censored, like they can't say that. I get it. You can't say cunt, but I never thought about it. That's weird. Like cunt, I'm sure you can't say nigger. No way.
I don't know, actually. I don't know if that's
if they're
prohibited
quoting,
or if people just don't say it because it's not cool to say.
I want to say I've heard someone quote that and it wasn't bleeped, but I could be wrong.
But even if you're not allowed to say it on TV, it's still not crazy that this little girl said it. She's 13 years old.
Yeah.
And you asked her what the text message... Well, you didn't ask her specifically what they said, but you asked which ones she saw. How else is she supposed to identify that?
Exactly. Fucking assholes. It's one thing... I mean, she's on live TV. She's probably nervous as shit. And then they're giving her a hard time for answering a question and just, you know, saying what was in the text or whatever she was talking about.
Now, I don't want to...
They're scolding her.
I don't want to spin this the wrong way. Yeah. Apparently, I haven't seen the full clip, you know, and I don't know anything about the story. Apparently, she was an accomplice in a beating. So, Jesus. I'm not trying to defend the girl.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how insane they thought this was on the morning radio. They went on and on about it. They were still talking about it when I got out of my car to go into work.
Jesus.
Like, this was the most insane thing they'd ever heard.
Now,
it's so, I wouldn't even be talking about it if it weren't for their overreaction.
Now, overreaction, are you talking about free beer and hot wings? Were they going on about it?
Yes.
And they were freaking out?
That's where I heard the clip. They were talking about it. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, this is a station that sends out a guy that's like posing in a wheelchair trying to pick up chicks and have sex with them and shit. Like, you'd think the word cunt wouldn't phase them.
I don't think he was trying to have sex with chicks.
I don't know. I listen.
But they do. Like, they're not super edgy or anything, but they're not super family friendly either. Like, they don't let their own kids listen to the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just weird to me that they think the C word being said on national television is so crazy. Like, it blew their fucking minds. And like I said, I wouldn't even be talking about it if it weren't for the fact that they overreacted like that.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, profanity is such a non-issue. I mean, we've talked about this before, but
it's not just profanity. It's, aside from censorship, like profanity in itself, we've talked about.
Yeah,
like,
they're just
words.
They're just words, and it's so silly because people try to protect their children from these horrible, horrible words, but there's no normal child who doesn't know these words.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, most people's parents say these words around them. Maybe not cunt so much, but, like, I heard my parents say fuck and shit and damn and hell. And
you stupid bitch.
Yeah, talking to my mom. Bitch and bastard. I don't think I ever heard my dad say you stupid bitch to my mom, but maybe I did. I don't even remember. But they're such a non-issue, and it's so silly to try to protect your kids from it because they're going to hear it at some point anyway.
Yeah.
And it's worse if you try to protect them from it for so long, because if you manage to protect them from it till they're, say, 15, then all of a sudden they start hearing these words that they thought were these horrible things that nobody should say. And all of a sudden they realize that the rest of the world doesn't really give that much of a shit about these stupid words because they're just words. And they're going to encounter kids at school who say fuck and shit and damn and hell. And there are, to a certain extent, kids think it's cool. So they say it more than other people.
Yeah. It's so cool.
It's just going to fry their brain when they make it to the point in their life where they start hearing people say it all the time.
Oh, yeah. I recall being a child and bad words were so bad that when I heard a kid swear, I felt uneasy. And when I started using profanity, like in school, I always had that feeling to look over my shoulder. Like, is there an adult watching? I don't want to get in trouble. Or, I'm trying to think. Like, there were certain things like that where I'd look back after knowing it's not that big a deal. I'd look back and think my parents, like, were idiots and assholes. Like, why would you expose me to this as it being so bad? And when I find out it's not that big a deal, I lose this respect for them.
I think,
like, they're
parents,
not as credible. Like,
I think parents do stupid shit because they think that's what you're supposed to do as a parent. Like, yeah. For example, my parents didn't do this, but I know a lot of people's parents are potheads, basically. They smoke weed.
Yeah.
And yet if they ever caught their kids with it, they would be in so much trouble.
Yeah.
And it's so ridiculous. I'm not saying you should encourage your kids to smoke weed, but how can you, on the one hand, be like, oh, it's okay for me, but if you do it, it's the end of the fucking world.
Yeah.
It's insane. And you don't have to be that way. But they think they do because they're parents. They think being a parent means I have to make sure you don't swear, even though I do all the time and everybody I know does.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't drink before you're of age, even though most people do. I probably did.
This is my biggest pet peeve with parents out there. Because generation after generation, all these fucking parents, they're out there and their kids do this shit. And they're like, you know, I can kind of identify because I was the same way you were when I was a kid. You know, rebellious and I would swear and I would do this. And every generation, they grow up and basically say they did what their kids are doing now. They're just, you know, fuck parents. Parents don't understand. And nobody learns the lesson. Like, kids will be kids and they're going to do some crazy shit growing up. They're going to be attracted to girls and want to fuck them. Oh, and then the parents, it's like their role, even though they were in that same exact position. They grow up and they feel this obligation to preach how bad this is, even though they went through it and it wasn't that big a deal. It's natural.
It's
my biggest pet peeve. Like,
I think a lot of parents have this conflicting feeling, like, on the one hand, I don't want to be like my parents. Like, I'm going to do everything my parents did wrong, I'm going to do right.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, they do kind of become their parents because that's what they know about parenting. Yeah. And it's just so
silly.
And they
recall, like, oh, I hated my parents when they, you know, told me I couldn't do this. And yet they grow up and enforce that. And
right.
I understand protecting your kids against certain things, but it's just, can't you identify with your kid doing that because you were in the same exact position and talk to them instead of going, I'm your father and this is wrong? That doesn't mean anything. You know, you got to sit down and say, hey, when I was your age, I did the same fucking thing. But this is why I kind of feel you shouldn't do it.
I think we've mentioned this before, too. And I kind of feel bad for the parents who are the cool parents, quote unquote, the parents who will like, they know their kids are going to drink or whatever. Let's say their kids are like 17.
Yeah.
They know they're going to drink.
Yeah.
And they may have caught them doing it and they know that they are drinking. And so they will say, you know what? Let's all have like a sleepover or whatever. And if you want to drink, you can drink, but you stay here.
Yeah.
You don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to drink at a party or something, call me. I will come pick you up.
Yes.
I won't be mad. Just don't drive home or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But those parents, I feel bad for them because they, in my opinion, they're actually being kind of responsible. Because if they didn't do this, their kid would just end up somewhere wasted and they wouldn't know what the hell was going on.
They wouldn't know what to do, yeah.
They could get in an accident or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they've provided this safe environment for them to do this.
Yeah.
But if they ever get caught, if some other kid's parents find out like the neighbors find out or if they ever get caught somehow, they are fucked.
Yeah.
For being basically the responsible parent, for being the one who doesn't turn a blind eye and try to pretend it's not happening.
Yeah. It pisses me off. And it makes me picture myself as a parent. That's like one of my biggest worries is other parents and how they're going to try to tell me how to be a parent or a better parent. And I picture myself as a mature, as a man, as a parent, and some other parent fucks with me and my kid. It's a little unsettling, but I think I'd, even as a mature adult, I would turn to like going and egging their house or slashing their tires. Because you can't do anything really other than talk to them. And if they don't listen, I'd be like, you know what? I just might go put a bumper sticker on your car that says, I love niggers. You know, fuck with them. Make their life a little more miserable.
I really don't want to be a parent anyway.
Yeah.
But it, one of the reasons, there are lots of reasons why I don't want to be a parent. But one of them is that the idea of having my kids' friends over is kind of terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Because you're temporarily responsible for this other family's children.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantee that they're not nuts in some way or another.
Oh, yeah.
And that something that happens at my house is going to get me in trouble.
Exactly. Put in jail. Yeah.
Or even just something as stupid as like their kid goes home and says, fuck.
Yeah.
and they ask him where they heard that or whatever.
Oh,
and
it comes back to Mr. Aldridge's house.
Yeah. I'm allowed to say it at Billy's house.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would name my kid Billy, but I'm allowed to say it at Billy's house. Billy's dad doesn't care. So because I'm not a dick, because my home environment is more relaxed and I understand that they're all just words, now I have to deal with angry, stupid parents.
Yeah.
That's, ugh, what a mess.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear.
Well, you know, speaking of parents, and actually kind of speaking of video games with the Pac-Man thing, there's another video that I wanted to play the audio to that is about parents being upset about an educational video game.
Mm.
Some parents aren't happy after they watched our story about one new after-school program. Action 7 News reporter Will Carr has the latest details on a video game that's fully funded by the Department of Defense grant, but has some parents questioning its violence.
Get your blasters ready, man!
They're blasting their way through a video game that requires math to advance, but some parents have their concerns.
We are feeding the addiction of these children to video games.
This woman that they're showing is hideous.
Of course.
I saw
Doesn't surprise me.
I saw a screen capture from this before I watched the video and I thought it was a man.
Oh.
It's she actually looks a lot like, this was pointed out in the article accompanying the video when I first found it. She actually looks a lot like Jack Thompson, the guy we talked about before, the video game, well, not video game, but the lawyer who hates Jack video Thompson. Games.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay.
She looks a lot like him. Short, white, gray hair and really mannish and like a almost like a Hawaiian shirt kind of thing.
Every woman out there that swears or feels like they have some voice, even though they're retarded, seems to always look like some kind of man creature.
Her kid has got to be the worst kid to hang out with. If she has a kid, I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't. She's just some
ornery
old lady. Well, yeah, but like in the school system, I wouldn't be surprised if her kids are all grown up and she's just some cranky old lady saw this on the news and is upset.
Boobin, I'm looking for Antonio. I'm going to provide cover.
School.
Also, these kids they keep showing look like no fun to hang out with. They're the biggest nerds. And I'm going to provide cover.
If they're playing an educational video game,
they're playing
chances are they're sheltered.
They're playing a math game. They're all getting together and play math games together. Like, I'm going to play some more of this before I talk more about it.
Officials say this game covers math that ranges from basic properties to Algebra 2 and simply reinforces what the students have learned in class.
This is something that's just like a 21st century flashcard, really. They can use jetpacks at the same time they have to know what the associative property is.
But critics say that this game is too violent to be in school.
They were all excited. And they were excited because of the violence. I'm getting ahead.
School leaders say the students.
I love that part. And because I love that part so much, I made this.
I'm getting ahead.
They love it because of the violence.
I'm getting ahead.
It starts to lose all meaning after a while. I was playing that for myself earlier today, just over and over, and it starts to sound like not even words anymore.
Yeah.
So, okay, they're playing this math game, and it's in the video you can see it's basically like a first-person shooter, and I can't really tell what's going on exactly, but I know you have to solve math problems to progress in the game.
And they say it's violent. So is
they say it's violent. There are things
bloody bodies, you know, that you can shoot up, and
there are things that look like guns, but I don't know if they've said it already. But they do say that you don't shoot people in the game. Well, and I haven't seen them. I haven't seen anything for them to shoot at in the video that they're showing.
Really?
So as far as I can tell, they're just running around solving math problems
with a gun,
I guess.
So that's fine.
Like right now, there's a kid sitting at a computer, and you can see a gun in like the first person view.
Okay.
And there's like a little screen on the gun with a 2 on it. Presumably, that has something to do with solving a math problem.
Are getting ahead with the game and add that they're not shooting at people.
Anything we can do.
Okay, that's what I was talking about. They're not shooting at people.
To meet the kids on their own ground and educate them is going to be to our advantage.
But critics believe it's a disadvantage if students can't recall what they've learned.
And what the recall is not the prime number that they were talking about, but rather I was able to get through to the enemy.
And according to this parent, the enemy right now is the school system that has placed this action-packed learning tool in front of the students. In Albuquerque, Will Carr, KOAT, Action 7 News.
And the school system says they'd be more than happy to let concerned parents play the video game to get a better understanding of its usefulness.
Okay. So I have mixed feelings on this.
Yeah.
Because on the one
mixed
hand...
Mixed feelings. All
yes,
right.
Because on the one hand, I don't see it as a problem.
Yeah. What's the...
Because, you know, it's just a game. First of all, I don't... Even if they were playing a quote-unquote violent game, I wouldn't see a problem with it. It's just a fucking game. If your kid is a psychopath, that's because your kid's a psychopath, not because they're playing this game.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the reason I have mixed feelings is because nobody wants to play a math game.
Okay.
Nobody wants to play. It's
kids don't want to play math games. Yeah.
It's apparently working, but it's only working for the worst kids. These are the worst kids in this video. They're all like buck teeth, mouths hanging open.
This is better than playing with dirt.
Yeah.
Because my mom's a total bitch.
If I was at home right now, I'd have to be, you know, playing with a calculator and watching PBS.
Yeah.
But here at school, I can do math and sort of pretend to be a real kid.
Yeah.
They're play video games.
They're the kids with parents that treat them like dogs and let them go outside for like 10 minutes. Then they have to come in and be supervised and maybe chained to the wall.
I don't know about that, but they're like the kids. Like that kid I talked about whose parents wouldn't let him watch R-rated movies until he was over 17.
Nice. Yeah.
That's insane. Like, if you want to protect your kids from certain movies, I sort of understand that. But you can't watch an R-rated movie, any of them, until you're over 17. That's insane.
Protect the children.
And you know what's even funnier to me about that? I'm getting a little sidetracked, but I know some of these parents who won't let their kids watch R-rated movies would have let their kids watch Passion of the Christ. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's graphic. It is.
You know they'd let them. Yeah.
If you knew nothing about... Like, if you had never heard of Jesus, never heard of the Bible, and you just saw this movie, it'd be kind of disturbing.
Really?
It's really graphic, and, like, they're whipping him on the back with, what do they call those, flails or something? Where it's, like, chains or strings with blades on the
Jesus
end of them, and
it's Christ.
Digging into his skin and ripping flesh out.
Oh,
you know, it's
horrible.
It's pretty bad, and I know these same parents would let their kids watch that because it's religious.
Yeah.
But no, you can't watch Die Hard. Fuck. Anyway, that's I'm getting sidetracked. But
no, it's okay.
But these fucking parents and the video games, if your kid wants to play the math video game, you've got the, I don't want to say best kid, but the most well-behaved kid around, most likely. If your kid wants to play math shooter.
Yes. As opposed to pissing and moaning and wanting Call of Duty or some shit.
You've either got the most well-behaved kid or you have a serial killer in the making.
Yeah.
One or the other. But either way, there's nothing you can really do about it at that point. Like, I don't know what... I don't know. How do you feel about it?
man, it's troubling because... the only type of parent that would be opposed to this, because if a kid is going to be a kid and they're going to play a video game, they want to have fun. And if they're forced to play this shitty ass, like I have to solve a problem, that's kind of a good thing. Like, not a good thing, like for the kid, but it's a step up. If you don't want them playing Call of Duty or some violent you know, manhunt game where they're killing people. If they're solving problems and not shooting people, I don't see that as a problem. They want to have fun. And I mean, shit, if you want your kid to be normal at all, they have to be playing video games that kind of resemble what the other normal kids are playing, right? You know, like Call of Duty and shit.
Yeah.
So at least give them a gun in the goddamn game.
Well, I remember nothing like this, but I remember having educational games on the computers when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, same.
And
here. Yeah.
They were, you know, shitty computers back then, but there were some educational games, and it's shit I wouldn't have touched if I was at home. But because I was at school and I was allowed to play these games, I would play them.
Yeah.
But she said, that crazy butch mom said at one point that, like, they're not taking away the prime numbers from this. They're only taking away, you know, the gameplay, yeah, you know, the defeating the enemy stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe sort of, kind of, but at least they're associating these math problems with something they're enjoying doing, exactly, as opposed to going home and looking at flashcards, which means you're associating this stuff with boredom and just shit you don't want to do. Like, I'd rather go play with my Legos than do this.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking the whole time. Here, they've got a situation where these nerds apparently want to do this. That should be a positive thing.
I'll never understand the misconception that parents feel that when a child plays a violent video game, all they get from the game is violence. Thoughts of violence. I'll never understand that. That's never been proven. Otherwise, every kid playing a violent video game would go out and shoot people. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing. Like, they act as though people weren't violent before the violent video games.
Yeah.
And as if, like, there's no real evidence. And there are so many people, like, who are in love with things like the movie Hostel. And they just love gore and horror and just, yeah, gross shit that even I don't really like.
Yeah.
But they love the shit, and they don't hurt people.
Yeah.
they don't. And you want me to accept that that's the exception to the rule? That the rule is that this stuff corrupts people and desensitizes them and makes them violent criminals?
Yes.
But that there are some people who are the exception? That's not the way it works. It's almost everybody,
yeah,
that's the exception.
Yeah. It's these parents, like these women, that remind me of, if you've ever been to a talent show in high school.
Yeah.
Like that fucking bitch or some, like the lame ass girls that are sheltered will perform these talent shows, and they dance to like this really eerie music, and they pretend they're like a butterfly and dance around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, you're falling asleep. And then the cool shit comes on where the normal kids, you know, perform a very creative and kick-ass show. They're never exposed to awesome ever.
This is completely unrelated, but yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I just was reminded of a time when I was in elementary school. I used to go to daycare because my parents both worked, and during spring break I would actually go to spring daycare, which I'd go to school but not go to school and just hang out in daycare all day.
Spring break's like vacation.
Yeah, but not for me.
School.
Okay. It was like daycare all day,
yeah,
at the school. And we had this talent show thing, yeah, where there was like people were doing like a lip syncing contest,
okay,
where they'd play music and you'd lip sync to it. And me and a bunch of my friends got together, and we were like, we're going to do this. This is going to be so cool. And we did it to the song Thriller.
Yeah.
And we had this idea. We had all these crazy ideas, but what it ended up being, and I forget what it was really supposed to be even, like it was supposed to be monstrous and disturbing somehow,
okay,
but we were little
sounds
kids.
Cool. Yeah.
And we got this cloth somewhere. Somebody provided us with all this cloth, and we made like a bag kind of.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was like us coming out of this big cloth bag, like writhing around in this cloth bag and coming out of it. It was supposed to be like a metamorphosis kind of thing,
okay,
or like,
okay,
bursting out of a dead body or
kinda
something.
Kind of creepy.
It was supposed to be creepy, but it was just a bunch of kids rolling around in a bag to the song Thriller. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man.
And I just was reminded of that because you were talking about like
talent
turning
show
into a butterfly or,
yeah,
whatever.
Everybody knows that's been to a talent show, like in high school or whatever.
So there are a lot of
all
girls.
These girls
who think
it's always the girls that have the balls to get up there on stage They have the lamest shows, man. They play this queer-ass music, and they're like, it's like a ballet display.
What bothers me more than that, actually, are the girls who think, I think they think just because they're a girl that they're that they're a good singer.
Yeah.
And so they'll go up and do, like, if you're in like a rock band, you can kind of get away with not being a great singer.
Yeah.
Like, you can fuck it up here and there, but the music's loud and rocking, and it doesn't really matter that much. But these girls will get up there and sing like Whitney Houston and try to be like all, know, all up and down, all over the place, but they can't do it and they look like jackasses.
But they don't.
And it hurts me inside to see it. Like, not only is it, you know, does it suck because you suck, but it makes me feel bad.
Yeah. And everybody feels that way. They're looking at this like, oh.
My sister did that one year.
I believe it. Yeah. God damn. She seems like the type.
Awful. Yeah. And she's not a singer. She's never had any aspirations to be a singer, but she decided this one year for a talent show, she was going to go do this thing.
Yeah, they pick the girliest song.
I think hers was actually, she was in the choir, which I guess made her think she could sing, but she can't really. And it was bad.
People in the choir, develop a liking to certain types of music that nobody else thought was cool. So they were... You know,
it's like vocalist music, like vocal centric music. And it was bad.
Speaking of little girls, now I want to take this show down a level to the simple level.
Okay.
The other day,
we're simple people.
I had a terrible thought.
Oh, and I don't think we've ever done that before.
And I was eating fruit. Now, I'm the kind of guy that will eat a banana in private because it's fucking gay. I mean, I look at fruit and I look at a banana and it reminds me of a dick, like a big old cock, right?
Uh-huh.
And I look at a peach and it reminds me of a vagina. So I was eating apricots the other day and I couldn't help but think, these are like little peaches, which remind me of vaginas. So thus, I felt like a pedophile in a way, which is sick and twisted, and it doesn't make any sense. But I had this terrible thought.
Vagina.
It was like I was eating these little vaginas. Yeah. And I don't know what it is, but I see like a grown man eating a banana, and I can't help but think, look at that faggot.
So you're a closeted banana eater then.
Yeah. When I buy... almost every day at lunch, I buy like a Clif Bar and a banana, but I won't eat the banana if other people are around because I don't want to be like,
when you eat
a
banana,
I'm going down on this. Yeah.
When you eat a banana,
oh man, what?
Do you like suck on it like a popsicle?
No.
Do you lick it? Do you put it in your mouth and then pull it back out?
You know what's fucking weird? I've been told by grown men that bananas taste amazing when you freeze them because then you can suck on them like a popsicle.
Mm.
You know how hard it is not to laugh when you hear that? Like I'm telling you, son, when you freeze these things, it's like they're delicious. You pull them out, it's like a popsicle from nature.
You ever suck on a bratwurst?
You suck dicks, faggot. Tell me. Just throw it out there, you fucking queer.
You know what really makes a banana really awesome? Is when you kind of carve the end of it into sort of like a mushroom shape. Yeah. It's something about the texture. You know, I carve it and then I put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
You ever throw a condom on a banana? Like, just being silly, you know. You know how we just mess around. We're boys, we're men, right? We just fuck around, throw condoms on bananas, deep throat them. You know what I'm talking about, right? Boys will be boys.
Now, where do you stand? Do you see fruit in that way?
No, I don't. In fact, not
like genuinely, like in a little
way
in the back of your mind.
No, I don't. In fact, I've actually heard guys say that it's so hot to watch a chick eat a banana.
It's hot to watch a hot chick eat a banana.
I'm kind of glad I don't, because if I did, then watching a chick eat a banana would be kind of horrifying because she's biting it. She's biting chunks out of it and swallowing it.
Exclude the biting part,
But that's how you eat a banana. Oh. Nobody eats a banana by deep throating it. Plus, that's one wicked fucking penis. It's all pointed and super curved. I mean, I know they all kind of have a curve to them, but... That's intense. That's like a boomerang dick.
that's another thing. When I buy the bananas, I have a selection in front of me, and I try to buy the smallest one because I'm thinking buy the biggest one so I get more for my money. Oof. But I know some fuck's gonna possibly catch me eating this giant, like, gorging fucking cock-looking banana.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy the little one. So I'm like, nom, 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 and I'm done. So nobody's out there to watch. Instead of like, oh, look at this giant banana. So much banana.
You know what's funny is I fucked a peach. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
But I did not fuck a peach because it reminded me of a vagina.
Okay, that's... But it's that thought. I don't know where it came from, what year, how old I was. But somebody said, doesn't that, like, it's universal. I'm not the only one. Like, peaches remind men of, no, maybe it's an ass, like a woman's sweet, plump ass.
It kind of looks like an ass or like a prepubescent girl's vagina.
Jesus, don't get too technical.
I think I saw a naked baby once that looked kind of like that.
Oh. God damn.
Shit, I totally forgot what I was going to say.
But, yeah.
Oh, God, what was the last thing you said?
I was talking about bananas and the big, I didn't want to eat the big ones.
No, it wasn't that.
Wasn't that?
Fuck. Oh, well, one thing is, could you imagine having your dick peeled?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it makes me so glad I don't have a foreskin as a starting point.
That'll be like Hostel 3.
Oh, God. Could you imagine you've got your foreskin still and she just digs her fingers in around each side of the head of your dick and just pulls, in both directions and like pulls down. It's like the skin's tearing all the way down to the base.
Can you imagine that sound?
And then she takes a bite out of it.
It'd be more of the sound of the peel.
I don't even know what having a foreskin feels like, but it's... Ooh.
I'd rather watch a girl eat an actual dick off of a live man than watch her peel it and listen to that sound, like, you know, like that tearing sound.
I don't know what that would sound like, but I know it wouldn't sound good.
I can picture it.
Do you think it would be like a...
Can you do it?
Oh, no, probably not. Like
what?
Like a snapping sound almost?
Kind of, yeah.
Like...
Oh, Jesus. All the little,
like little just pops every once in a while.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
It's tearing from all the veins.
Do not peel my dick.
That's the quote of the episode.
Oh, I just remembered what it was I was going to say.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is that you were talking about how peaches remind all men of vaginas, which they clearly don't because they don't remind me of vaginas.
Okay.
But I've heard people say, like, I've heard in porn or like when I was in my teenage years and I used to read erotic stories and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard people say things like, this woman's vagina tastes so good. And I've heard them say things like, it tastes like peaches or it tastes like apple pie or it tastes like something fruity. They don't taste fruity.
Yeah.
They taste like an armpit. It's kind of gross,
it depends,
actually.
Man.
Like
it
doesn't bother me, but it's not good, is what I mean. Like, I wouldn't want to eat a bowl of that. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all, the reason they're all like lubricated is because they're full of mucus.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Secondly, it is kind of like an armpit between your legs, and that's what that smell is.
Yeah.
Like, they don't smell good and they don't taste good. It's kind of gross.
It either tastes like that or it tastes like the soap or whatever they use to clean it.
Which also isn't good.
They could use like a, you know, Old Spice 16-hour odor block.
If I was a girl, and somebody went down on me and then they told me I tasted so good, I would either think they were a liar, in which case I'd be a little put off because why are you lying to me? Or I would think you're nuts.
Yeah.
In which case I'd be a little put off because I've got a psycho going down on me.
I shouldn't mention this, but you might agree with me to some extent. But the first time I went down on a girl, she tasted fine. Like, you know, when you kind of, I don't know, like start making out with a chick and they smell like a girl, but not like in a perfumey way. They're not wearing anything. They just have this smell.
I think I know what you mean, but I think it is still kind of a perfume.
Maybe way. Because we...
I think it has to do with either their soap or their shampoo, or maybe like they have a body spray, but it's not a perfumey kind of body spray. It's more like a fruity sort of thing.
I don't know, man. But
they don't like they don't have a smell.
The first time, yeah, it wasn't like fruity or anything. I can't describe it. It was just like a...
Do they smell like skin?
Like a feminine skin, like it's natural. And
yeah, it was gotta be their soap or something.
But it wasn't soapy. It wasn't like a fruit or a flower.
Well, then they just smell like skin.
I don't know what it was. It's this unknown. It's like one in a billion, I guess. I don't know.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
I assume most girls taste the same. But this one time, yeah, it wasn't like, hey, can you go wash up real quick? And she came back and like, oh, you taste like a girl. No, it was just, it just happened. And the whole day, it was in summer, so.
Well, different girls will, are you talking about her vagina now? Or because you said making out.
Oh, vagina. But
okay.
Yeah, it's like that smell, like when you first made out with girls, a girl and they smell good, but it's not perfume.
Some girls smell more. Their vagina is more vagina-y than others. And of course, the same girl on different days, like if she was fucking, you know, out all day
jogging,
sweating, yeah, then she's going to be more, you know, pungent.
Yeah.
And for the record, I actually kind of enjoy the whole going down process. It's just that it's not yummy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like it's so to me, and maybe it's just me, because to me, it's kind of like when people tell me how fucking awesome beer is.
Yeah.
It's gross. And they all tell me, like, when you first start drinking, you're like, beer is gross. They're all like, yeah, I used to think that too, man. You know, it's an acquired taste. You keep drinking it, eventually you'll get used to it, and you'll come to crave that shit. I do not. I only drink it to get drunk, and I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's
and I get the feeling that people convince themselves. Like, if you tell it to yourself enough times, you start to believe it. Like, oh, I love beer. I could go for a beer. You keep saying it enough times. Eventually, you think it's true.
Yeah.
And well, so I think maybe that's kind of the same thing with vaginas. Like,
it might be.
If I keep saying, oh, I love vaginas. So, and I do, but oh, I love vaginas so much because it tastes so good.
You love the taste so much. Yeah.
Eventually, it's true. I love the taste of vagina.
Well, for what it's worth, my craving for beer was not my decision. Like, I hated beer.
Well, that's because you're an alcoholic.
No, back in the day, I hated beer. Like, I'd go to these parties and they're like, we got a keg. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to throw up. Awesome. But it's all you got. So it's that or lighter fluid, you know, liquor.
Right.
So I drank the beer and I hated it. And then one day I just had a craving for it. Like, I enjoyed it and it just kind of, so I started drinking it and I liked it. It wasn't like I just went, you know, I can mentally put this in my mind that I enjoy this. I don't know.
I don't. I'm not actually calling you a liar.
Yeah.
I can't. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around.
I see. But with vagina, I mean, yeah. Generally, that's my big problem. This is off tangent, but when you the whole sex thing, if you want to get down and dirty, like eating out and sucking off and then fucking, it's really hard to do when it's like spur of the moment. Like, oh, we just worked all day and I'm really horny. Let's just do it. You know, you can't. You got to do that faggy pussy ass
thing. Preparation.
Like, we should both go shower first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to go freshen up. that's what married people do. Like,
that's the thing to me about like the whole asshole eating when we talked about that.
Yeah.
Because in order to make it even tolerable,
yeah,
you have to take a time out. Like, okay,
yeah, exactly.
All right, time out. We're going to fuck, but first we have to go take a shower.
Yeah.
And we have to scrub our assholes real good because apparently, I mean, guys like getting their assholes eaten out too. So is it possible to do like an asshole eating 69? Like, is it possible to crane your neck enough to both do it at the same time?
Yeah, well, it's right there.
I don't know. I've never tried. But still, I mean, like,
if you're going to eat the girl out in the,
yeah, I guess you just kind of shift forwards a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little neck work. Yeah.
But yeah, you'd have to, there's this preparation that goes into it and it seems like it would kind of ruin it, especially because girls are kind of fickle about that shit anyway.
And how gay is like planning sex? Like, Like, I'm really horny, but we should both go, like, let's finish this beer and then, like, go take a shower and then we'll have sex. Is that cool with you? I guess, yeah, that fits in. I was planning on watching a movie or, you know, doing something cool, but...
There was this movie I saw once. I think it was called Trojan War. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
The whole movie was about this guy trying to get a condom, trying to find a condom because this chick he's always been into all of a sudden wants to fuck.
Okay.
And he's spending the whole movie trying to find a condom. And to me, the whole process of trying to find this condom, I would have given up. I would have gone home that and sounds, played Grand Theft Auto or something instead.
What a painful movie to watch.
What a waste of time. Like, in the moment, like, I kind of understand you do things kind of impulsively when you've got a boner. But,
oh, yeah.
But once you're running all around town looking for a condom.
Jesus. I mean, come on, man. Give it up.
All right. I give up.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
There is no, when I was, maybe when I was a teenager, before I had had sex, perhaps like I would have been willing to go to great lengths to get it. Oh, but at this point, if it involves me leaving the room, forget it.
There's always porn.
Right.
Man.
Oh, I'm going to make a bowl of cereal. Fuck this.
It's funny when you get older. It's almost like, you don't crave the porn as much. It just kind of fits in. And when it's convenient, like, I'd rather eat like a cheeseburger. And then if I'm in the mood, yeah, I'll watch some porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, do you want to do a little karaoke?
Sounds good.
I have all these karaoke songs now, and it's just like doing it at like a karaoke bar or whatever, like a karaoke machine. The lyrics come up and everything. And I don't have any better way to close out the show. So why not? It could be fun.
Hey, why not? Nice.
What song should we do?
Take it away,
should
Kyle.
I do Nelly Hot in Here?
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. Oh, God. Oh, no. All right. So here it comes. So hot in. So hot in here. So hot in. Apparently, I'm supposed to say hot again. Oh! Just a little bit of. Want a little bit of. And a little bit of. Hook a little bit of. Just a little bit of. Just a little bit of. Just a little bit of. I was like, good gracious, as bodacious. I'm flirtatious, trying to show faces. Looking for the right time to shoot my steam. Looking for the right time to flash them G's. And I'm leaving, please believe in. Oh, me and the rest of my heathens. Yeah. Check it, got a lock at the top of the Four Seasons. Penthouse, rooftop, birds are feeding. No deceiving, nothing up my sleeving. No teasing. I need you to get up on the dance floor. Get at me. What are you asking for? Cause I feel like busting loose and I feel like touching you. And can't nobody stop the juice. So baby, tell me what's the use. I said, it's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. Popping the bottles. What good is all the fame if you ain't fucking the models? I see you drive sports car, ain't hitting the throttle. And I'll be down to 100 times down. And gotta get off the freeway. Exit 106 and parked it. Ashtray, come to park it. Gucci Gallop, a dollar, got out and walked it. I spit game, cause baby, I can't talk it. Warm, sweating, it's hot up in this joint. Vocal tank top on at this point. You were the winner, so baby, you can't lose. I got secrets, can't leave Cancun. So take it off like you're home alone. You know, dance in front of me while you're on the phone, checking your reflection and telling your best friend, like, girl, I think my butt getting big. Oh, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot.
Oh, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. I wanna take the clothes off.
Mix a little bit of with a little bit of. Give a little bit of, with a little bit of, with a little bit of, and a sprinkle of that. I like it when you, girl, baby, make it. Stop placing, time wasting. I got a friend with a phone in the basement.
What?
I'm just kidding like Jason. Unless you gon' do it. Extra, extra, extra the news. Nelly took a trip from the Luna to Neptune. Came back with something thicker than fitness that soon. Said she liked to think about cutting in restrooms. Oh!
It's getting hot here.
So take off all your clothes.
I needed to breathe.
It's okay. Oh, it's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
This part takes forever. He just keeps doing this. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Check it.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
This has got to sound great from the other room. Nobody can hear anything but me yelling. Mix a little bit of with a little bit of.
Give a little bit of. With a little bit of. With a little bit of, and a sprinkle of that. I like it when you, girl, baby, make it. Oh,
nice. All right.
Oh man.
So that was that.
Holy shit.
You want to do one?
Fuck, man. How am I gonna top that?
You don't have to top it. You just have to do one.
Sound like an ass.
I know one of the songs we were looking at earlier was the Turtles. Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, go for it.
Let me find that real quick. Right. Turtles Happy Together.
Oh,
you ready for this?
Yeah, you do the cool hip hop one. I'll do the one from way back when.
Okay. So be good. All right, here it comes.
Yeah.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the world you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
Yeah.
If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, it ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be. So very fine, so happy together.
Oh, fuck this shit.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, my skies are so blue for all my life.
That ain't the words.
Yeah. And you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life.
No, I can't do this.
When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. And you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be the only one for me is you, and you is me, so happy together.
All right, cut it off.
Ba 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 ba. Ba, ba, ba.
Yeah!
Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. We're happy together. How is the weather? Together, so happy together, happy together,
woo!
Yeah, you're happy together, so happy together, we're happy together.
That last part kind of reminded me of all these Facebook updates.
We're happy.
I think
together.
I almost lost my voice doing that. I can't do that high pitched shit.
You want to do any more of these?
Oh man, go for it, Kyle. One more time.
Oh shit, I don't know what else to do.
You can do this.
I kind of want to do the Beatles. Twist and Shout.
Go for
but
it.
But it's kind of a yelling song, and it's like four, yeah, it's fuck four everybody. In the morning.
I don't give a shit. It's fucking, it's the weekend.
Plus, I don't really know the song that well or anything.
That would make it even better.
Yeah, you think that'd make it funnier?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, here goes. If you want to do it with me, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, here we go.
We're shaking up, baby, now.
Shaking up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, now.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it on out.
Work it on out.
Bar instrumental break.
So fine.
Come on and twist a little closer now.
Oh,
and let me know that you're mine.
Oh,
we're shaking, 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 baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
We're shaking, 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 baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
We're shaking, 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 baby, now.
Oh God, I'm gonna get evicted.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. Oh shit.
It's the police.
What do you think? Should we keep going or should we end it here?
We should end it here.
Okay.
To be continued.
Yeah, we didn't do any true stories this week. I thought about it, but the thing is, I really want other people to submit them.
Yeah.
Like, that's half the fun.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear more true stories, submit one, asshole.
Yeah.
Because then I'll have, you know, an excuse to be like, if you don't know what true stories are, and then I'll do one about being on the moon or something.
There's only so much stupid shit we can come up with.
Right. Okay, so I guess this is the end of the show.
Yes.
So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And there's always the voicemail line. You can give us a call at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And if you want to join in on all the fun, if you want to find the audio beds for making your own true stories, they are in the forum. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum.
Yes.
Register, tell all your friends, get everybody in there. It'll be a great big party.
Silliness.
And there's the Twitter and the Facebook, facebook.com/itchhat, twitter.com/itchhat. Get on the Facebook, and I haven't really asked anybody specifically to do this lately, but if you haven't done this in a while,
yeah.
If you're a fan on the Facebook, suggest this to your friends. Just click suggest or whatever, add suggest to friends, and then just add everybody. Because what are they going to do? It's not like they haven't been bombarded with mafia wars and Farmville. Yeah, if they're not interested, they'll just ignore it because half their friends probably do this shit all the time with way worse garbage.
Yeah.
So
and if they don't like it, fuck them. They're not your real friends.
Yeah. Dump your friends if they don't become a fan within a week. And you can always send us all your money.
Yes.
There's a donate button on the main page of the website, ijusthadaterriblethought.com. It is a PayPal donate button where you can send us lots and lots of treasures.
Yes.
and we will spend them on the show and make it sound better. I will spend it on acoustic foam, if nothing else, to help get rid of this cave sound.
Yes.
And I think that's it, right?
That should do it. Thanks for checking us out, guys. We will check you next week.
Peace.